My name is Julie Wiseman, and I am here today with a very special person. He wrote a story about a person for a writing contest that we held at his school, All Saints Academy, in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is Austin Phillips, along with his mother, Beth, and grandmother, Pat. Austin won this contest among all the other fifth graders at All Saints Academy. Congratulations, Austin.
Thank you.
So, Austin, can you introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about yourself and what are some of the fun things you enjoy?
Well, yes, I am Austin, and, I really like to play outside and play video games and read and watch TV. I like to read a lot because I'm on this, series of books called Warriors, and that's intense. It's about a bunch of cats that fight, and my favorite animal is a cat, so.
That's great. Now, do you know why you're being interviewed here today?
Yes, I got a check.
What did you get a check for?
I'm the winner of a writing contest.
You are. You are a winner of a writing contest. Tell me who you wrote about.
My Uncle Mike.
And why did you choose your Uncle Mike?
Because he's really important to me.
Why?
Well, because he's taught me a lot of things, and so he's, like, really nice, and he makes stuff fun.
So what kind of things did he teach you that you think are important to in your life at your fifth grade age?
I guess he's taught me some games and taught me how to fish, and that's kind of fun because last summer... I was doing really bad at first. I didn't catch any fish for the first hour or 2 hours. And then I caught, I got something, and it was really pulling hard. And my Uncle Mike had to climb to the my side of the boat and help me get it. And then it turned out to be a huge, I forgot what it was, but it had a giant mouth. It was
Was it a largemouth bass?
Maybe, yeah, I think so.
Something that has a giant mouth, that's what they usually like to call that kind of fish.
Yeah.
Very cool, that is awesome. So, I saw your mom making some kind of motions. What else did your uncle teach you?
Oh, yeah. He taught me how to swim, and then I also took some swimming lessons by somebody else. But, yeah.
So. He sounds very special. So, Mom, Beth,
yes.
How did it feel to have Austin write this story about his uncle?
Oh, it was very emotional. It was really cool. I'm very, very glad that he writes as well as what he does, and he really picked some really good points in Uncle Mike's life times.
And this uncle is going through a rough time right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, he has a type of cancer. I already forgot what type.
It's called pancreatic.
Yeah, pancreatic cancer. And it's painful and aggressive, and it never stops. So.
And how did he feel about you writing this story as he's going through this hard time in his life?
I think he felt really happy and curious on what was going to happen, and he was excited that I chose him.
Does he know you won?
I don't know.
So nobody's told him yet. So guess what you need to do today?
Tell him.
You need to go visit him and tell him. Because I understand. Now, Pat, I understand that he's not doing too well right now, and so this would probably, as you said, his wife and he are looking at joy right now in every situation that they can.
Definitely.
So this would probably bring him a lot of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Definitely.
I would think so. So can you tell me what you learned about writing this life story?
I've learned that the people who you interview are more important than you really think they are, and you can learn a lot about them.
And how has the illness of your uncle affected you?
Well, I'm kind of sad that he's dying because I've really liked him a lot. And
He did so many great things with you. You have lots of great memories. That is awesome to have that kind of relationship with a person. So what are some other favorite memories? You told me about fishing. What other favorite memories do you have of your uncle?
Well, I learned how to play backgammon, and on one of them we bet because I brought my wallet. So, yeah, that was fun. And I won.
Backgammon, yeah. Not backgammon, but bat-gammon.
I won.
That is funny. Yeah. I also heard you learned how to play cribbage.
Yeah.
That is a great game.
I already forgot how to play.
You know what? Really, what's really great about confusing. It? You'll play again, and then you'll remember, and you go, oh, yeah, I remember. And guess who taught you?
Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike. So were you able to read your story when it was finished to him?
Yes.
Good. Good. Well, guess what? You get to share the pamphlet with him now.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Oh, sick, he says.
Pictures.
So, Pat, how has this story helped you in the healing process of what you're going through with?
Oh, my. Yeah.
With it's Mike. Because he's your brother.
He is my brother, yes. It's been interesting to listen to Austin's perception of my brother and all the things that he, you know, enjoyed with Austin. And it's just been, well, it's brought to mind all of the wonderful talents that my brother has and that he was willing to share, you know, with Austin. So.
And what about you, Beth? How has this helped you?
I think it's really cool when, you know, it's such a young generation and an older generation spend time together. And they learn.
And that they can bond.
Yeah.
Because that
yeah.
doesn't happen all the time, does it? We all get busy in our lives, and it's nice that you have that special one too. And you had some great pictures. I saw the pictures that you took at his house, and mm-hmm. that's awesome. Those are great memories. So is there anything else you'd like to tell me about before we end this interview?
About Uncle Mike?
About anything. About writing the contest, about being a fifth grader, about Uncle Mike.
Yeah. Well, after we're done and everybody's really excited about it and we're in the middle between when it's going to happen and when we already finish the story, everybody's getting really excited and I'm thinking who's going to win. And I really kind of did think I was going to win. But I also thought Addison was going to win because usually she's really good at writing and stuff. So, yeah.
You know, it was tough. We did have a lot of great stories, but we can only pick one. And I'm glad that you have so much confidence in your writing skills because that is something that's going to take you farther. I was telling your grandmother, it's nice to, boys don't always like to write, so it's nice to see that you have a talent that, you know, I would keep with that.
Mm-hmm. We're also doing something else in class. It's a dialogue story assignment. And I'm writing a story, and I've already gotten to chapter 4.
That's awesome.
That's passed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've gotten 605 words so far.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Thank goodness you have computers today, because guess what? In my day, we had to count them. Well, we had typewriters,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
But I had to count each one. You can go on a computer, highlight it, and it tells you, right?
Yeah. Or you can go to tools.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So how about you, Pat? Anything that you'd like to add about this process?
I am so proud of Austin. I think that, you know, he has this hidden talent that, you know, is coming out with all of these contests and writing and class and all that. And we are a family of readers. And so I noticed that the more he reads, the more his vocabulary increases and the more his imagination goes, and I think it's going to be a great skill that he's going to learn.
That's
yeah.
great. And what about you, Mom?
I'm thankful for a lot of, I'm thankful for my family, I'm thankful for the school that Austin goes to, and I'm thankful for sponsors.
This is a great program. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.